Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Ohio Public Records Online Directory, new resource for property research. An online directory providing access to Ohio public records has been compiled for users seeking government-recorded information. Real estate professionals in OH can leverage this centralized resource to stream title research, verify ownership history, and expedite due diligence on property transactions. Bookmark https://publicrecords.nronline.com/state/OH for quick access to county-level records across Ohio. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Franklin County OH Building Permits, What Residential Developers Need to Know. The Franklin County Building Department issues permits for 1, 2, and 3-family residential structures and associated development, while Ohio state government handles commercial building permits. Real estate professionals in OH need to know which level of government handles permitting to avoid delays in residential development timelines and ensure compliance with the 2019 Residential Code of Ohio. Review permit requirements at the source URL before starting your next residential project in Franklin County. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Columbus Agency breaks down typical 5-6% realtor commissions in Ohio. The Wilcutt Group explains that most real estate agents charge 5-6% of a home's sale price, typically split between the buyer's and seller's agents, and notes these rates are negotiable. For Ohio real estate professionals, understanding standard commission structures helps set client expectations and remain competitive in local markets. Review the Wilcutt Group's commission breakdown to benchmark your own rate discussions with Ohio sellers and buyers. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Ohio Real Estate Commission Rates. What pros need to know about seller costs. HomeLight breaks down the average Ohio real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Understanding typical commission structures helps Ohio agents better educate clients and competitively position their services. Review the full breakdown to sharpen your commission conversations with Ohio sellers. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Franklin County Building Permits. What OH Real Estate Pros Need to Know. Building permits in Franklin County are required for construction and are typically issued 7 to 10 days after full plan approval for properties with public water and sewer access. Real estate professionals in OH can set accurate client expectations on project timelines and avoid deal delays by understanding Franklin County's permit issuance process. Review the full permit requirements at the Franklin County site before listing or developing properties in the area. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Columbus Building Permits. What OH Real Estate Pros Need to Know. A building permit authorizes contractors or homeowners to begin work described in project plans, requiring submission of an application and any accompanying plans for approval. OH real estate professionals can better advise clients on project timelines and feasibility by understanding Columbus's permitting process from application through approval. Review the full permitting requirements and track existing applications at the source URL. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Franklin County Property Records Hub centralizes tax, parcel, and filing data for OH pros. Franklin County consolidated property information from multiple county offices into a single online resource covering property taxes, parcel search, real estate filings, and record search. Real estate professionals in OH can streamline due diligence and client service by accessing unified county property data rather than navigating separate offices. Bookmark this centralized portal for faster property research in Franklin County. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most OH jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition location or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.